Hey everyone, I know it's been a while, but I wanted to pop on and just say farewell for now. I don't have plans to stop sharing what I'm doing in my classroom or to stop sharing on Instagram or sharing tips and tidbits and whatnot via this podcast, but I have felt a lot this school year, this pressure on my shoulders and in my head, and just like consuming me to be like create, create, create content constantly, constantly, constantly. And to be quite honest, this has probably been one of the most challenging school years I've had as far as instruction and behavior at school goes, and dealing with a student having thrown a lunch tray at me and threats of violence and bringing a knife to school and all these types of things, that it has just been literally about survival. And the pressure of what am I going to record a podcast on, and what am I going to share, and what am I going to post on Instagram has just been genuinely too much. And due to the fact that teaching and school is my full-time job, I just haven't been able to put as much energy into this as I would like to in an ideal world. I really don't want to let it go. I'm hoping that maybe towards the end of the year or as summer rolls around, when I have time to feel a little bit more refreshed, that I will come back to this. I have, a few different people that I've connected with that I'd love to interview. I have a few different topics that people suggested to me, like way in the beginning of the year, that I'd love to speak on, but I just haven't had the time and mental energy to put into it. So I appreciate your support and hanging out here. And I hope that you'll stick around as a subscriber. And that way, when those episodes can be released and periodically pop out, you're able to check them out if you're interested. Also, if you want to follow me on Instagram at Preaching to Acquire, I post a little bit more personal stuff here and there, as well as, when I have new episodes or new topics and things like that. And just to kind of stay connected, that would be awesome. The other thing I wanted to mention too, and to just be transparent, because unless you had created a podcast on the Anchor platform, like you've heard me share about in my little mini ad for Anchor, you probably would have no idea of how this works. But at this point in time, this podcast is not monetized. I don't make anything off of it. And of course, I'm not doing it for the money. However, it was nice when Anchor no longer owns this podcast. Spotify took it over. And due to the limitations, restrictions, et cetera, that Spotify has in place for podcast creators, I no longer qualify for being able to monetize my podcast. I don't have enough subscribers. I don't release enough episodes. Whatever their silly benchmarks are, it took away the, $3 a month that I was making off of the podcast. That while, in the grand scheme of things, doesn't seem like a lot, but over the course of a year or so, it does add up to be a little bit and make me feel like, hey, oh, I can go grab myself a lunch and, treat myself for doing this work. So that's another reason why I'm just going to step back for now to kind of figure out where my passion lies, what direction I want to go in. A lot has changed in this last year of experiencing, like I said, my group of students and teaching. And I have talked to so many world language teachers, so many of my colleagues at school, seen so many posts and conversations online about how the kids right now, generally, it's literally a different beast. And how, for me personally, I've become a little bit cynical. And I know that sounds a little harsh, and maybe you can relate, but there's so many creators and people in this field, in this world language field. And when I am speaking to this, trust me when I say that I have so much respect for what the creators in this field do. But after teaching this school year and trying to pull out every single freaking trick that I have in my book to engage students, to get them to complete the work, to get them to, respect my existence, and none of it is working, I have become kind of jaded to this whole PD environment of like, if you are not in the trenches with us now, I don't even want to hear from you. And that is not fair. And that's not to say that the ideas that they aren't sharing couldn't work, but I am in a position, because I'm so burnt out from school, it's not about them, right? It's about me, that I'm like, you don't know what it's like. And they're thinking that, oh, these things that they did 5 years ago when they were in the classroom, heck, even a year ago or 2 years ago when we were in our hybrid nightmares, is going to work. And it just doesn't. It just doesn't. Not with all the groups of kids. I mean, I have some classes where these things work better, but the gaps and the growth. Anyhow, I'm going to stop rambling. But the whole point is here, as I'm experiencing this existential, like, what am I doing with my life outside of school crisis? And with Spotify taking away my ability to even monetize this platform a tiny bit, with my burnt out and overwhelmed from school, and with me just trying to take care of my mental, can you tell it's been a long day? My mental, physical health, and going where I am being valued and spending time in those places, whether professionally or personally, I just wanted to be transparent and share with you that at least until the end of this school year, I'm going to be taking a step back from this podcast. I know I've already kind of slowly weaned you all off of regular episodes. It's not my intention to say farewell forever, but it is my intention to say I'll see you soon. Farewell for now. I would love to still interact with you, like I said, on Instagram. If you follow me on Twitter, at Caitlin Leppard, that is my wild side over there, where I don't hold back anything that I'm feeling, good, bad, or ugly. If you're not into that, maybe don't follow me on Twitter. I also have the Facebook page at Preaching to Acquire, where I can get messages and things from people. So I'd love to stay in touch in maybe a more casual way. But otherwise, I hope to be back soon with some new ideas, some easy to implement things, and maybe ways to make your teaching life better once I have a chance to figure out what it is that works. So much love to you all. Thank you so much for your support, and hopefully we'll talk very soon.